Two more assessment teams were put on the Shell drilling rig Kulik today to continue determining the extent of damage caused by its grounding on New Year's Eve near Kodiak Island. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard says it should be able to balance its role in the recovery efforts with its responsibility to assure safety in winter fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
Weather conditions around Sitka-Leedik Island improved enough that a Coast Guard helicopter was able to lower a five-person assessment team onto the deck of the grounded rig Kulik yesterday, and another 11 were transferred there today. The crew yesterday spent about 3 hours aboard the rig. Shell's Alaska Venture Operations Manager Sean Churchfield said the preliminary report from the crew showed a mostly intact interior, though some significant water damage.
The findings include some wave damage to the top sides of the vessel. A number of watertight doors have been breached, causing water damage inside. The team has secured some of those open hatches, and the emergency and service generators have been damaged.
The lack of onboard power could complicate the recovery operation and may require electrical generators be temporarily installed to assist the salvers. Smit Salvage is the company that will attempt to free the Kulik. Smit worked on the salvage of the Selandang IU after it broke up on Unalaska Island in 2004 and assisted in the Costa Concordia cruise ship salvage off the coast of Italy last year. Captain Paul Mailer, the federal on-scene coordinator, reiterated that it was too early to speculate on a time frame for getting the Kulik off the beach or even how that might be accomplished. He did say, however, the official investigation into the accident has begun.
Following a request I made, investigators are en route from the Coast Guard Center of Excellence in New Orleans to conduct a Coast Guard Maritime Marine Casualty investigation. I want to assure you these investigators are amongst the Coast Guard's finest. I understand we are still in an active response, but I've taken the steps to initiate a Coast Guard investigation, and results will be made public upon completion.
Meanwhile, winter fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea are getting underway, and Mailer says the Coast Guard can still provide law enforcement and search and rescue operations while responding to the Kulik grounding.
We have to maintain the Coast Guard, our assets for search and rescue and other needs. So it's a balance, and I will say it is definitely a heavy lift for our crews, but it is not beyond what we can do safely and what we can manage.
Stephen Russell of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation was on an overflight of the rig and found no indication of spilled fuel or affected wildlife.
We did not observe, on our flight anyway, any wildlife in that area at all. And then approximately 1 mile, 1.5 miles north of the platform, we got pretty close to the beach to try and identify anything that would give us any sign of environmental impact, whether that was debris from the platform, as the captain had spoken. We did see the lifeboats there. We did not see any other debris that we could identify back to the rig.
Russell said the lifeboats from the Kulik gave him a good idea of currents in the area and where any potential pollution might travel. As a precaution, however, Churchfield said oil spill response equipment is being moved out of storage in Seward and staged in Kodiak. The Unified Command is seeking permission from the village of Old Harbor, just 10 miles from the Kulik, to stage equipment there as well. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.